When it comes to the results recruiting leaders are getting, there is a growing distance between the top recruiters and those who are falling behind. I can immediately think of half a dozen recruiting leaders I coached in the past year that recruited teams of experienced top salespeople. These recruiters produced the equivalent size of companies that have been in business for 20, 30, and even 40 plus years, and most of them did so without any corporate recruiting support. When I bring this up, most leaders immediately want to know what specifically is being done to get those types of results. They want the easy shortcut, tactic, good phone script, or that secret text that will unlock the seemingly impassable door to such huge recruiting success. They're looking for a short-term strategy that will lead to long-term success. But, as you may have guessed by now, there's no quick fix for recruiting. None of those requested shortcuts or scripts make the top three list of important things that lead to these types of results. They probably don't even make the top 10 list. The three key ingredients that lead to their major successes are 1. Their ability to communicate their core vision, values, and why. 2. Their belief that in order to attract top talent, they must first lead by providing real value. A simple way to understand this is, the more value you bring, the more in demand you become. 3. Their understanding of how to communicate these things in the digital world. The first two of those key ingredients have always mattered, going back hundreds of years. Our new digital landscape now has created a need for the third. And that third ingredient creates a massive advantage in how many people can connect to a leader and have visibility into who they are without that leader having to sell themselves. Those three things, when used together, create what I have defined as the value gap, which gives recruiting leaders a massive advantage in the digital world. A helpful way to look at it is through the understanding of reciprocity. Reciprocity is simply a relationship in which two people perform mutual actions based on the actions of the other. Basically, people are social creatures. We mirror the behaviors and tasks that have already been modeled for us. It's a basic human trait. Think back to middle school. If another kid didn't invite you to their birthday party, you probably wouldn't invite them to yours either. On the other hand, once you've been to a friend's birthday, you feel like you should invite them to yours as well. At that age, it's hardly even a conscious process. It's just what's fair. We want to give others what they give to us. As we grow and get a little more conscious of our social dealings, this process only increases. If someone sends us an encouraging email, then we want to be able to encourage them as well. We think something like, "Jared was so kind while I was struggling. I hope I can help him out as well." As leaders and recruiters, however, we need to know that we have to be the ones to start that chain of reciprocity. We have to be the ones to model the behavior, rather than the ones who wait and reciprocate. As Robert Cialdini put it, reciprocity is part of a healthy ongoing relationship. Nurture it by giving before asking for a request. Basically, an effective recruiting leader understands that when they provide value and care to others, they are more likely to receive that value and care in return. When you give before asking for a request, people are more likely to want to give back. I remember reading Robert Cialdini's book, Influence: The Psychology of Persuasion, as a young 20-something salesperson. His six principles of influence all left an impression on me, and acting on them led to early success, not only in outside sales, but also in my life overall. Needless to say, I recommend the book. Around the same time, I was also impacted by Brian Tracy's take on the law of reciprocity. Simply put, give value and people feel inclined to give value in return. It's a human principle. It is how we have been hardwired. Reciprocity. Law of reciprocity. Noun. When you do something for someone, they want you to do it for you as well. At the same time, it's much harder to ask someone else to do something that you've never done for them. This leader likes my posts a lot. Because of the law of reciprocity, I want to engage more with their content. When it comes to the results recruiting leaders are getting, there is a growing distance between the top recruiters and those who are falling behind. I can immediately think of half a dozen recruiting leaders I coached in the past year that recruited teams of experienced top salespeople. These recruiters produced the equivalent size of companies that have been in business for 20, 30, and even 40 plus years. And most of them did so without any corporate recruiting support. When I bring this up, Most leaders immediately want to know what specifically is being done to get those types of results.